The purpose of this program has been to help you and your family and friends better understand and live with CML. When first diagnosed, there's so much to learn and adjust to that it often seems overwhelming. Eventually, you and your family learn the language of CML and become experts in your treatment and care. The resource booklet that comes with this program contains many helpful tips and resources. You'll find definitions and a list of all resources mentioned, including phone numbers and internet addresses. There are also suggested articles and books you might find useful. To live well with CML, you must become your own best advocate. Let your healthcare team know if you need more information or support, or if you think you're developing a new problem. As time goes by, you'll learn to manage and live fully with this chronic illness. A survivorship care plan is an important new tool that can help cancer survivors understand their cancer treatment and follow-up needs. It can help people advocate for themselves, monitor their health, and participate in decisions about future health care needs. If your cancer care team does not offer you the chance to create such a plan, you can take the lead to make it happen. NCCS has created a program, Journey Forward, to help survivors, physicians, and nurses build care plans that outline care after cancer treatment that is unique to your needs. More information is available at www.canceradvocacy.org/resources/journey-forward.html. Let's review some important points. Everyone diagnosed with cancer is a survivor, from the moment of diagnosis onward. CML can be complex. So can its treatment. Most people with CML need treatment throughout their lives, so it's important to know about common symptoms and side effects and how to control and manage them. You can't alter your diagnosis, but you can adapt to and manage the life changes required to live as fully as possible. You're not alone. There are thousands of others also figuring out how to live and cope with CML and its symptoms, side effects, and uncertainties. The many clinical trials in progress are a good sign we'll continue to see new forms of treatment for CML. We have reason to be very hopeful. There is good information about CML clinical trials on websites offered by the National Cancer Institute and the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, www.lls.org/disease-information/managing-your-cancer/clinical-trials/. CML is hard to fight alone. Support helps. There are people all around to help you through this. You only have to let someone know you need help. The goal after cancer diagnosis is to get back to normal, but most often, a new normal must evolve. You must be a self-advocate or ask someone to advocate for you. You need to be direct in asking for what you need, and you need to stand up for your rights to good care and support. Taking care of yourself as a caregiver can help you be a better caregiver. This program from the National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship was made possible by a grant from the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It is one of many educational programs for cancer survivors. We invite you to listen to the other programs contained in the Cancer Survival Toolbox, available at www.canceradvocacy.org and on iTunes.